Joaquin Guzman is one of the most powerful men in the world. Forbes magazine listed the Mexican drug lord as the 41st most powerful person in the world in 2009, just behind Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Guzman's Sinaloa cartel controls the bulk of cocaine and marijuana trafficking into the United States. He tops the most wanted list on both sides of the border. And now the 54-year-old Guzman, known as Chapo or Shorty, is a new dad. According to the Los Angeles Times, his 22-year-old wife traveled to California in mid-July and gave birth to twin girls a month later. Tracy Wilkinson co-wrote the story for the LA Times. She's in Mexico City. How do you know what happened with Guzman's wife, Emma Coronel?
Well, of course, we cite senior U.S. law enforcement sources and officials. Unfortunately, I can't be more specific than that because that's the condition of them giving us the information. But I'm confident that the information is correct. We were then able to corroborate the birth of these two babies through public records in L.A. County.
Now, Emma Coronel, a former beauty queen, is already a U.S. citizen, so I guess we shouldn't read too much into the fact that she traveled to the U.S. to have her children, but she wasn't picked up for questioning.
That is correct. The federal agents were clearly following her, tracking her every move. I think they knew, even as she embarked on her trip to California, they knew when she crossed the border, and they knew when she checked into the hospital and when the babies were born. And they knew when she left and came back to Mexico. So I think they were keeping very close tabs on her. But you're right, they did not pick her up for questioning. They say that there are no charges against her. She is not wanted on any indictment, and therefore they did not pick her up. But it may be that finding Guzman is not as big a challenge as actually apprehending him. You know, he travels surrounded by very well-armed security. He tends to live in remote, isolated places that are hard to get to. In other words, you know, a column of Mexican soldiers trying to move in on him would be noticed. And so this points to what has been an interminable problem here is how to capture him.
Is there any evidence at all that he has some kind of political influence over the powers that be in Mexico?
Well, there have been incidents, sure, over time where fairly senior members of the Attorney General's office, of the police, have been found to be on his payroll over the years. And so he definitely has been able to buy protection at fairly high levels of the Mexican authorities.
The story of his wife, Emma Coronel, though, giving birth in Los Angeles to twin girls, I mean, it's like a scene lifted straight out of the movie Traffic. Remind us who Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is and how he got so powerful. Was it drugs alone?
Yes, it was mostly drugs. He's a very good, he has been a good businessman. The cartel, as I say, has managed to corner much of the market in terms of growing, producing, and shipping marijuana. And transporting cocaine from Colombia to the United States. They're even apparently now moving into some of the meth market as well, which had previously been pretty much owned by other cartels. And so just by building the business year after year and then buying off, as I say, buying the protection, the cartel has grown and grown and grown. And he has eliminated rivals when necessary and just continued to consolidate his own power and his billions.
What is Chapo's role in the current drug violence plaguing Mexico?
Well, the Sinaloa cartel has been moving into areas of Mexico where it hadn't really operated very much before. For example, last year they moved into Tamaulipas State, which is in the northeast corner of Mexico bordering Texas, and fought the Zetas, another cartel that until then had dominated that region. A very bloody fight, untold scores and scores of people killed. Now his people apparently are moving into the coastal state of Veracruz, where just last week 35 bodies were dumped in the middle of the town.
Right.
So his people are starting to apparently move into Veracruz as well to overpower the Zetas that are there. So he has helped foment violence by fighting other cartels to take over more and more territory.
Tracy Wilkinson, Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Times in Mexico City, thank you so much.
Thank you.